Dearest brethren, God bless you. I am Dora. I will translate a message again from Italian into English, a message which Brother Joseph gives live on RadioBlast.net. I hope and I pray that this message will be a blessing to you. We continue the program with a very important message, which I think can be applied to many brethren who want to evangelize. This is Angela talking. A couple of brethren who are already evangelizing on the streets, to some conventions, to their relatives, they're writing to us asking us counsel on how to present themselves and how to evangelize exactly. Their email says, "A door has been open so we can go to the fairs and put our stand up. We do not have legal associations. We have nothing. We will go as private people. We will do it directly. We do not feel at peace in our hearts to do public things. We want to be private, to do private meetings, just like the disciples used to do. We want to go around Italy like simple missionaries without labels and without publicity, just like the disciples did. We want to go incognito, like Brother Joseph explains in the Bible course. This is what we have been doing so far, and everything is going good. But I think that Satan wants to do something against us these days. I think a trap is being prepared for us. We have been invited to public conventions and fairs. This is just my thought. Maybe I'm wrong that Satan is giving us a trap. To give you an example, here in Italy, things are going worse. I was giving balloons on the streets, evangelizing, and telling people, God bless you, Jesus loves you, to the moms and dads. I was giving balloons to the children and to the parents. I was saying, God bless you. Next day, the mayor's office phoned me, and told me that I'm not allowed to talk about Jesus or God on the streets because it's not respectful for the Muslims and for the atheists. They said that they had some complaints against me, and they told me not to talk about Jesus anymore. This is crazy. In Italy, things are becoming more and more antichrist. We give you a big hug, and we love you, and we thank you for everything. We feel to be harmless as doves, but wise as serpents. We feel not to do public conferences. This is how we feel guided. What do you say about it? You know, sometimes the enthusiasm we feel for Jesus and for the evangelization could be a trap for us. Too much enthusiasm bringing us in public places and in fairs and conventions and public meetings, but maybe this could be a trap, and maybe we will lose the battle like this. We love you, and much hugs, many hugs, says this brethren. This is the end of the message. What do you say, Giuseppe? Well, you know, I think the Lord already answered them before even I answered them, Joseph is saying. In this message they sent us, I can see wisdom. I can see God is already answering them. Yes, I agree with you. Do not do public meetings in conventions and whatnot. Yes, if a group invites you, you could go. But don't go yourself booking them, doing it. It's better. It's much more fruitful to evangelize person to person, a family at a time, a person at a time, a couple at a time, a group of friends at a time. Organizing these conventions, public conventions, it's a lot of smoke but little fire. Unless you go to this public meeting, but afterwards you talk privately to them and you evangelize them privately. That can be fruitful, one by one. But evangelizing in groups doesn't have so much fruit as when you evangelize person by person individually, doing one at a time or two at a time or three at a time. When you evangelize individually, You are able to go to the heart of the person. You are able to hear their problems, that particular problems. Maybe they need salvation or a healing, and then you are able to touch them directly. But in a big group, there are all kinds of problems. One is full heart listening to you, one half a heart, one is trying to sabotage your meeting, the other one is praying against you, the other one is half asleep, the other one is too awake. It's just like if a doctor will give an aspirin to a 50 people group, to everybody. It is not done. But individually, you can reach them much better. It's just like a tailor making a suit for a person, specifically with their measures. It's the same. I also did groups. I went to many churches, but that was it, just one time. But real fruit was when I did it individually. When it brought real fruit was when I witnessed individually to people. Angela is intervening and saying, yes, you came and you evangelized in a group in a pub where I was, and you evangelized everybody. But afterwards you came to me specifically and you evangelized me personally, and then I got saved, and here I am, the fruit of that. There was no fruit from the public meeting that you did and evangelizing you did. Even though we did do group evangelization in schools, in clubs, in churches, we evangelized simply. So basically, these dear brethren cannot even say God bless you on the streets. They cannot say God bless you on the streets because of the Muslims. It's amazing. The Muslims took over. These governments give rights and liberty to the foreigners and to the immigrants and to the Muslims. And to us, their own citizens, they don't give you the freedom. We go to their countries and we cannot even breathe. We cannot even breathe, but in our own country, it's the same, basically. It's becoming the same as if we would have gone in their own country. It's just like it says in Matthew 10:23. They persecute you in one city, go to another city, it says Jesus. Dear brethren, even though now there are not so many problems, I warn you, problems will come more and more and more. The devil will attack you. The time is come. The time has come for he who wants to be fruitful for Jesus. They have to do it privately and not publicly. They have to do it private, not in a public way. If you do conventions, if you want to operate with the permission of the politician and with the permission of the bishop and with the permission of the mayor or with the permission of this and that, you will have problems. They will close the doors for you. Do like Jesus. Jesus was not asking permission from the Pharisees. Jesus was not going to Pontius Pilate's permission to evangelize. He was not asking permission to evangelize on the streets. Jesus didn't do that. There was a video in Italy. A man was evangelizing on the streets, a preacher, an evangelical preacher. He was screaming and yelling on the streets, evangelizing. And the policeman came and asked him, do you have permission to do this? And at that point, he gets upset with the police and he rebukes the police, and the police arrests him. I looked at this video because the title seemed good. Hey, they're arresting somebody who's preaching the gospel. I thought, wow, this is persecutions. But then when I looked at it, I thought this is not right the way he did it. He was cursing everything and everybody, the Catholics. Okay, he didn't say, I curse you, but he was offending them with words. He did it in a very wrong way. He was preaching in a wrong way, religious way, and condemning. And here in South America, they do the same, the evangelicals. They preach to the wind. They preach to the wind and nobody listens to them. They speak ugly against the Catholics. You are of the devil. You are of Satan. You like this and like that. It's a very silly way to preach like that. You cannot preach like that. No wonder he got arrested. You can't speak offensive words against the Catholics on the streets, but you are in a Catholic nation. You cannot talk like that. You cannot win their hearts like that. Jesus didn't preach a new generation of vipers as his general preachings. It happened exceptionally when they were provoking him, the Pharisees were provoking him. But usually Jesus, to everybody, to the normal people, he was telling them parables, he was healing them and so on. So these evangelicals didn't have the slightest clue how to do a true evangelism. They do the same from the pulpit. They go and curse the Pope and the Catholics that are of the devil and so on. These poor evangelicals didn't understand anything. And it's not even the fault of the Catholics. What can they do? The hierarchy is like this. He was born a Catholic, grown a Catholic. That's all he knows. They were brainwashed like this. You cannot condemn them. You need to win them, love them. If you would have been born evangelical, you would have been brainwashed evangelical. The brain is like a broccoli. Depends how you wash it, what brainwashing you give it. So you must give love. You must evangelize with love. You must evangelize with love, with gentleness. Then you win his heart through gentleness, and then you show him the scriptures. Like this, you can evangelize a Mormon, whoever. You don't go and speak against Mormonism. You just win his heart with love, and then you show him the scriptures. Therefore, brethren, especially Protestant brethren who are listening to me, don't go around cursing the Catholics, speaking evil against them. If you think they love Madonna, Holy Mary, more than Jesus, then with love, show them the Bible. You need to be show them scriptures. You need to show them scriptures with love. You cannot say you are of the devil. Most of them are not from the devil. Okay? I know many Catholics, brethren, who really love the Lord. I know charismatics who really love the Lord and the Bible, and they read the Bible. I'm not against them. You cannot go and just bless them. Go slowly, slowly, with love, with calmness. Angela saying, I think this video of this guy being arrested on the street, it's a way to learn what not to do. It's a way to learn what not to do. You know what? The police was almost right in arresting him. You know, you're a bad sample for Christianity. Imagine if a Muslim would have gone on the street and screamed against us. You Christians are from the devil. You Christians are from the devil. You need to become Muslims. You wouldn't like that on the street, somebody screaming and yelling like that. It's crazy to do that. It's crazy to do that. I agree with the police. The police was a sheep. The police was a sheep when he stopped him. With love, he told him, please, if you could please stop. And he screamed and yelled, no, I will not obey. You cannot stop me. You know, this video is a lesson, what not to do. Angela saying, that's why we encourage the brethren to evangelize one by one, individually. Because even on the streets, when you evangelize one by one, person by person, the police doesn't even notice you, okay? The police doesn't notice you because you don't scream and yell and you don't gather a group around you and you blast. Well, if you evangelize one by one, you can have many more fruits. You know, Angela saying, even me, one time, the police stopped me because I was evangelizing with a guitar. I was evangelizing with a guitar right in front of the police station. I didn't have much wisdom in doing that. And the police came and said, what are you doing here? You cannot do this. And me, instead of rebuking him and telling him, why do you stop me? You should let me free to do what I want. With much gentleness, I told him, I'm sorry. You know, I was only trying to inspire people with the love of God. And then I started to evangelize him. You know, that policeman also has a heart. And he needs the Lord and the Lord's love. Joseph is saying, yeah, it is true. It is true when you evangelize the policemen, it's a good thing if you're able to, because not many people go and evangelize them. People are afraid of them. People are afraid of them. So sometimes I was going even to city halls with wisdom and evangelizing them. Angela is continuing. After I evangelized them, you know what the policeman told me? Okay, fine. If you want to continue what you're doing, just go around the corner so we don't see you. And continue. Continue talking to people about God. So basically, I won his heart and he let me continue evangelizing. I didn't argue with him. They are not Eurogen force yet. So he was actually a sweet person. The secret was not to argue with him, okay? Don't argue with them. Good, Angela. It's a good counsel. Joseph is saying, another counsel you are giving Angela is don't go evangelize in front of the carabinieri, in front of the police station, right? Definitely. Definitely you shouldn't. Therefore, brethren, if you evangelize and somebody stops and doesn't let you, make sure you don't argue. Don't start saying, I have a right, I have a right. You know what? We don't have any more rights. Our only rights right now are to be persecuted. Our only rights are to follow God, evangelize, and be persecuted for the gospel. That's the only rights we have. You cannot go around saying, I have rights, I have rights. Your only right is to evangelize and to be persecuted for Christ. You know, watching this video of this evangelical, it made me cry. He was there saying, I have a right to do this, and screaming and yelling and arguing with the police. Poor guy, without any wisdom. Let's go continue with the message. You know, I want to tell you something about the politicians. The politicians are very enthusiastic today, encouraged by this pope, which is almost like an imam more than a pope. This pope is like an icebreaker. An icebreaker in many wrong things, homosexuality and all kinds of things. He acts like an icebreaker in all these things. He's the beginning of the false prophet from Revelation 13:11. So the politicians are very enthusiastic about what this pope is saying. You know, this pope is a politician. This pope is preparing the way to the Antichrist. This pope is making peace with everybody, with homosexuals, with the Muslims, with everybody. As soon as the microchip comes, he's going to bless it. He's going to say, oh, what a blessing. He's going to help that poor old lady with Alzheimer. Give me the holy water so I can bless it. This guy blesses everybody, demons, devils. He wants to baptize the aliens, he said one time. Completely he went nuts, this pope. He still didn't understand that the aliens are demons. You want to baptize them? I want to say this. Considering all these things, what's happening in the world today, the pope, the politicians, and whatnot, now, for us, it's important that we understand one thing. It's important to understand one thing, not just to know if we are willing to suffer for the Lord. Yes, we need to be willing to suffer for the Lord and to be martyrs if it's needed. But it's time for us to ask the Lord how to do it, how to evangelize, how to have the prophetic guidance of the Holy Spirit in how to behave in this world, which is a world against Christ. We need to ask the Lord's guidance how to work, how to operate. Where does he want us? Where is his place of protection so we can evangelize much more? This is what we need to do right now, considering all these things. It's not enough just to be willing to be martyred. We need to know how can we be fruitful for Christ so we can evangelize more and more and more. So ask the Lord, Lord, I understand what kind of world I'm living in. How do you want me to operate? How do you want me to behave? Where is your place of protection, Lord? Show me. This is the question you need to ask the Lord, okay? Just don't complain about how the world is, because this is how it's going to be. It's a... Don't look at the TV and complain, oh, what a world we live in. This is the world we live in. It's the end time, okay? It's time to flee and find a place so you can be fruitful for Christ. Revelation 18:4. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sins, and that you receive not of her plagues. We're living in the end time, okay? We're living in this time, Revelation 18:4. Babylon is number one, United States, then Europe, and then the rest of the West. This is Babylon. It's a satanic spirit, which is in the United States, then in Europe, and in the rest of the West. Babylon is materialism. The world sells her soul for materialism. Oh, I want my smartphone. I want my new computer. I want my new motorbike. I want my new car. When you go to bed at night, take your motor with you in bed, or your phone with you. You don't need these things, you need Jesus. In the West now, if you're evangelizing basically and you tell people God bless you, I want to tell you that between those people you say God bless you, you know what will happen? There will be spies, there will be Muslims that will hear this and will go and complain. This is what happened to this couple, to this brethren. They were evangelizing and people complained. And the office mayor phoned and told him, you cannot do this anymore. So basically there were spies who went and told the authorities against him. Okay? Europe doesn't exist anymore. Now Islam is there, present. And they will persecute you. That's why Jesus showed us to get out of the West. Jesus showed us to get out of the West, and also many other brethren, the Lord showed them to get out of the West. And blessed are those who are listening. The Spirit shows clearly to everybody who has eyes to see that it's time to fly away. It's time to fly away in your refuge place. It's time to fly away and to find your refuge place. What does the angel tell to Joseph? Joseph, the husband of Mary? Matthew 2:13. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, arise and take the young child and her mother and his mother and flee into Egypt and be thou there until I bring thee word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. In any war, there is a time to advance and there is a time to hide. There is a time to move in a more strategic place. And from that strategic place, you continue fighting. You cannot have only one strategy, and that's all you do. The only strategy is to go and sing in a dead building. What kind of strategy is that? Imagine the demons only praying all day long. They would be silly. No. The demons are working, tempting people. They don't go and sing. And what are the Christians? They don't attack the demons. They are there singing in their churches. In a war, sometimes there are secret soldiers, there are spies that are sent into the enemy lines, but those are very few. There is one in a million, right? All these secret soldiers and spies. But besides that, there is a multitude of soldiers. You know, many Hebrews who didn't have the guidance of the prophetic Holy Spirit, they believed that they were called by God to stay in Germany. Many Jews who didn't have the guidance of the Holy Spirit, they thought that they were called by God to stay in Germany. They thought, as their evangelical false prophets were telling them, that God of Abraham will protect them. And many of them didn't flee Germany, and we know how they finished. We know what was their end. Don't you see what's happening in the world today? Don't you see what America is doing, provoking Russia? What did Russia tell US? This is not acceptable what you're doing. Wars will come, and nuclear wars will come, I tell you. I give you more scriptures. Jeremiah 51:6 and Matthew 10:23. Let's read the scriptures. Jeremiah 51:6. Flee out of the midst of Babylon, and deliver every man his soul. Be not cut off in her iniquity, for this is the time of the Lord's vengeance. He will render unto her a recompense. Jeremiah 51:6. So God tells Jerusalem, flee out of Babylon. It's time to flee. It's not time to pray that God will protect you. The protection will be in fleeing, okay? That's where your protection will be. Look at all those Christians who are martyred. How come God didn't protect them? God didn't protect them. You think he's going to protect you? The protection of God these days is to flee so you can be fruitful for him. Let's read again, Jeremiah 51:6. Flee out of the midst of Babylon and deliver every man his soul. Save yourselves, in other words. And be not cut off in her iniquity, for this is the time of the Lord's vengeance. This is the time of the Lord's vengeance. Matthew 10:23. But when they persecute you in this city, flee into another. You know, many people are telling us that if you flee, you are a coward. Hey, you're a coward if you don't evangelize. It says, it's written here, flee, flee, flee. They don't want to flee because they don't want to leave their commodities, their comfortableness. They have just excuses. You will flee so you can evangelize more, okay? Otherwise you will stay there and you won't be able to evangelize because they don't let you. The false prophets say God is powerful. God is powerful, will protect us. How come God didn't protect baby Jesus? Joseph and Mary had to flee to Egypt. That was their protection. Why God didn't protect them against Herod in Israel? Why? God wasn't powerful? What about 300 years of persecutions against the Christians at in the early church? God was not powerful then to protect them? You know, people who say these things, they don't understand the Bible. I'm talking about the majority of the preachers today. But praise God for the true preachers. So Jesus says in Matthew 10:23, they persecute you, flee into another city. Okay? Don't hear the false prophets. Oh, God is powerful to protect you. You know what? God is great to show you where to flee so you can be protected. Okay? If you stay there, you'll be persecuted and killed and you won't be able to evangelize. Proverbs 22:3. A prudent man foresees the evil and hides himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. The prudent man doesn't say, God protects me. No, no. The prudent man foresees evil and hides himself. Okay? Yes, God is powerful. But if he wants to punish you, for example, and if he wants to maybe punish you for your disobedience, you know, God is going to allow the Antichrist to punish his church, to wake her up, because he's disobedient. His church is disobedient. All those brethren who are able to flee, flee. Don't stay there. If you have financial help enough to be able to leave, leave. Don't stay there to wait for the last penny. Okay? Just get out. Get out. Go to North Pole, wherever you want, but get out. Let's continue with the message for these brethren. Let's talk about methods to evangelize. The time to evangelize the West and Europe, which rejected Christ officially, I want to tell you that it's finished. Okay? The time to evangelize Europe, who rejected Christ, it's finished. You know what Jesus and the disciples did? Let's read. There is a time when the evangelization moves from that place. Let's read. Acts 28, 27 through 29. For the heart of these people is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes have they closed, lest they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. Be it known therefore unto you, that the salvation of God is sent unto the Gentiles, and that they will hear it. And when he had said these words, the Jews departed, and had great reasoning among themselves. So the time was finished. It's the same for Europe. The time is finished. This was typical for Paul and even Jesus. When a nation, a family, a town, a city didn't want to listen, then you shake the dust of your feet and you go to the Gentiles, whatever you want. Why should you preach the gospel 1,000 times to somebody when there are people who never listen to it, the true gospel I'm talking about? Why should you preach the true gospel to the same person 1,000 times when some people didn't hear the real gospel? That true gospel which true Christians preach. The world doesn't want to hear it, okay? Who's preaching the true gospel? You. And the true gospel is in you, in your evangelism, in your testimony. That's where the true gospel is. Show this gospel. We are the representation of the gospel. Present it. Evangelize. It's a gospel that teaches about the miracles God did in our lives. And this is the gospel that the world didn't hear about, okay? United States and Europe today are like Israel who rejected Jesus. And they rejected the evangelism of the early church. They crucified Jesus and they didn't receive the evangelization of the early church. This is the example that we just read in Acts. Europe is starting to persecute us and it will be more and more and more. Let's learn from the early church. How did the early church obey what Jesus told them? Let's read what Jesus said, and then let's see how the early church obeyed. Matthew 10, 14 through 23. Whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear you, your words, when you depart out of that house of that city, shake off the dust of your feet. Verily I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. And the brother shall deliver up the brother to death, and the father the child, and the children shall raise up against their parents and cause them to be put to death. We are reading Matthew 10, verse 22. And you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endures to the end shall be saved. 23. When they persecute in one city, flee into another. Verily I say unto you, you shall not have gone over the cities of Israel till the Son of Man be come. Alleluia. Let's go to Proverbs 8. We are in the end time. We know it. We know hell is coming. We know we're going to be persecuted. Read Revelation 8 and 9. A little hell is coming. Atomic war is coming. Knowing that all these things are coming, we cannot put our heads in the sand and pretend we don't see and we don't know. We cannot do like the churches do. They pretend that nothing is happening. They pretend that the politicians will save the world, that they will find a solution. For the politicians to deceive, it's an art. That's their glory, to deceive you. Take your eyes off them. What do we need to do in conclusion? Let's read Proverbs 8, 32 through 36. Now therefore hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors. For whosoever findeth me findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death. Proverbs 8:32 through 36. Isaiah 55:6. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. So we cannot complain afterwards, oh, the Islamics killed my husband, my child was killed. Let's not complain. Seek the Lord, hear him, and he'll tell you what to do. Listening a word from God today, it's better than a bunch of complaints afterwards. Proverbs 8, it says, hear instruction, refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me. Whosoever findeth me findeth life. Hearken unto me, children. Blessed are they that keep my ways. We're reading Proverbs 8, 32 through 36. Blessed are they that keep my ways. For who that findeth me, verse 35, findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. What's the favor? Protection. But he that sinneth against me, against the Holy Spirit, wrongeth against God? Yeah, also, but first of all, wrongeth his own soul, and all they that hate me love death. I repeat again, Isaiah 55:6, seek the Lord while he may be found, call upon him while he is near. Amen. Soon, you won't be able to call on him anymore. Yes, you'll call upon him, but he will not be able to answer you because you're disobedient. Read Proverbs 1. Proverbs 1 says, you'll seek me and you will find me not. I will not answer you. Why? Because when I called you, you didn't answer. Isaiah 55:6, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. There is going to be a time when you cannot find him anymore. Call him while he is near. Soon he won't be near anymore. Soon the devil will be near you. The devil, the Antichrist, and the ones who will chop off the heads. Will I lose my salvation? No. You will not lose your salvation. But you will disappoint God. But I will be a martyr. No. You're not going to be a martyr. You're going to be a silly guy. You're going to be a silly guy that dies before time. You're going to die before time and God won't be able to use you. The martyr is the one who keeps on going to the death. Yes. But the martyr is not one who's in the wrong place, doing the wrong thing, and he dies for it. He's not a martyr. He's a silly guy, that guy. Angela is intervening. Yes, that is the time to die as a martyr. But I think one of the key scriptures is Matthew 10:23. When they persecute you in this city, flee unto another. I think this is the sample of Jesus and the teaching he gave us. If Jesus wants us to go to another nation, we have to listen, okay? Without coming up with these excuses, but I will be a coward if I leave. I want to tell you also not to listen to the devil's doubts that you are a coward. You're not a coward. You are seeking God's will and you want to do more for God, okay? And the sheep there that you, quotes, are leaving behind and you don't care about them, you have been trying to evangelize them and they didn't want to listen. You have been there with them, evangelizing them. They rejected it, so why should you remain for them? They don't want to listen anyways. And I want to tell you that our testimony is that now that we are here, we're evangelizing much more those brethren in Europe that we left behind. You know, there are testimonies also of brethren that came here, moved out of Europe and came here in the third world countries. They basically left Europe. And you know what? The Lord is blessing them and they're evangelizing more now, their relatives left behind and their friends left behind than the time that they were there present physically. And some of them are even getting converted. We finish with this, Isaiah 55:6. Seek the Lord, fast and pray, and he will be found of you. Will you do it? Will you seek the Lord to find out his will? Will you get desperate in your Gethsemane? Will you get desperate in your Gethsemane? Asking the Lord, what is His will? Will you get desperate with tears and fastings? Will you call upon Him from the deepest of your... Will you seek Him from the deepest of your heart? Believing He will answer you? He will answer you. God wants to answer you. Seek His face. Okay? Proverbs 8, we read. Proverbs 8:35. For whosoever findeth me, findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. Will we do this? Will we look? Will we search? The answer is up to us. May the Lord help us. Help us not to be deceived. May the Lord guide us. May the Lord protect us of the traps of the enemy. The Bible talks about people who are deceived and are deceiving. Help us not to fall, Lord, into the traps of the deceivers. These people do not know the word. And if they know the word, they use it wrongly. But you, brethren, who search the word with tears and with fasting, God answered you. And God answered you with scriptures. And you know that you know that you know that what you got was God speaking to you. You know that scripture you received was from the Lord. And no demon can fight against it. You knew and you know that that scripture is from Jesus and that it's His answer for you. And no matter what the devil says and does, you follow him. You follow that scripture which you received. Follow me, says the Lord. Don't follow the man. Cursed is the man that trusts in man. Jeremiah says that. Blessed is the man that follows the Lord and trusts in the Lord. Amen. Isaiah 55:6. Amen. Lord, help us to seek the Lord. Dear brethren, we pray for you. We pray for you that the Lord will guide you. We pray for you that Jesus will show you His perfect will. We pray for you that the Lord will reveal His will for your family, His place. Which is His place for you? You are in our hearts and prayers for these dear ones. May the Lord guide you, bless you, keep you, and protect you. And we also want to thank the dear brethren who help financially, so like this, our mission can be possible. Without you, we wouldn't be able to go on for the Lord, to give the word and the messages for free to everybody. We want to thank you for sending your tithes and offerings, so like this, our mission can go on. Who of you wants to do it, to cooperate in the spreading of the gospel with us? There is a donate click on the homepage of the radio. Thank you. God bless you and repay you for all you do for His kingdom financially as well. We love you. We send you a big hug. May the Lord bless you and guide you in all you do.